The hour of the time may be contacted at HOT. That's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942, and our website is www.hourofthetime.com.
Or whatever, since I changed the last tape. Okay, start over again and go ahead. What did Orrin Hatch say?
Okay, I'm a Canadian, and I listen to the American channels.
Uh-huh.
And Orrin Hatch, immediately after a couple of hours that this occurred, said that Osama bin Laden,
Osama bin Laden?
That's correct, that he must be responsible and he should be punished.
How in the world...
Without any obvious evidence.
How in the world could Orrin Hatch make that statement without any evidence that Osama bin Laden had anything to do with this?
And that is exactly my point.
And don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not trying to cover up for Osama bin Laden. I just happen to believe in the law, and I happen to believe in the American way. You don't convict people and sentence them and carry out the sentence without first... having the evidence that they did it and trying them and convicting them, by trial by jury and then doing it, lawfully and properly under the law.
And that's Bill, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I've listened to you many times say that how do you defeat the biggest bully? You punch them in the nose.
Yep, that's right.
I've heard you say that many times.
That's true. It's the only way.
Could it be that some of the countries that have lost thousands of their loved ones through U.S. aggression finally got a punch in the nose? Is that possible?
Well, it's possible. I mean, when somebody called in and said that the Japanese Red Army were taking credit and were getting revenge for Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that's the only thing I've heard all day that makes any sense.
But the,
why would Osama bin Laden want to do this to the United States of America? Because he can't possibly benefit by it.
That's right. That's right. And you are so, so right. And I hope a lot of your listeners think about that. I really hope they do. Because the logistics of this thing, and I have all the compassion and sympathy to the families who lost loved ones, but the logistics and the brilliance of this thing is something superb, which makes me think that there are citizens of the United States in high places that knew what they were doing, and I don't know what their agenda. I know what their agenda is. I haven't quite related it yet to what happened.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you for sure that was the case in Oklahoma City. I don't know if that's the case now, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Thanks, Bill, for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. I certainly hope that it's not true, but from all of what's happened in the last 10 years, I'm afraid that it might turn out to be. Good evening. You're on the air.
Evening, Bill. Fox News had an interview with Governor Frank Keating of Oklahoma. It kind of raised a flag to me. I don't know why they'd have this puke on for anything other than...
He's the one that found the axle from the truck in Oklahoma. Just scrolling around, and he finds this axle, and he points to it and says, "That's the axle from the truck that had the bomb." How the hell would he know?
Yeah, exactly. And then when questioned about it later, he couldn't recall ever making the statement. So.
Yeah, well, he tried to get out of the fact that he's the one who found it.
Yeah, it would be real nice to have that man under oath.
I'd be nice to have him under a blowtorch. I'd get the truth out of him, I'll guarantee you.
This may sound like a stupid question, but everybody that I've been referring to is how well-financed these people were. How do they know that they're well-financed? It didn't seem to take a great deal of money, as far, from what I can see, unless I missed something. Airline tickets are, what, $300 a piece? So you got four airline tickets at $1,200. Where does all the great deal of money coming in?
Well, you have to understand that they would have had to do a lot of traveling. They would have had to, support themselves some way while they're in the process of putting all this together and training for it and going through dry runs. And if they came from a foreign country, they have to get here. It's not as simple as you make it sound. It's much more complicated than that. In fact, I know of many military operations using trained personnel who train over and 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 over again to do something, and are bright, really intelligent people, could screw something like this up real easy.
Sure.
These guys pulled it off without a hitch.
Yeah, they did. It's, of course, the easy part, well, the part that made it a little bit easier to pull it off was that they're all dead that pulled it off. So, if there was some way of escaping, that really would have been a trick.
No kidding. And I keep hearing these people refer to them as cowards on the mainstream television. These were not cowards.
No.
These were brave men who had an agenda and were doing it for a cause that they fully believe. You don't give your life away for some stupid thing, and you don't do it if you're a coward.
That's correct.
You know what guts it would take to sit behind the helm or the wheel of an airplane, knowing that you're going to die in seconds, and guide that plane right into the side of the building without flinching?
Yep, it would. As taking out the pilots, would you imagine that could have been done with a piano wire or a piece of weed eater cord or anything similar to that?
That could have been done with a bar of soap carved to look like a gun.
Yeah, or a pencil or anything else. It was interesting that one pilot was really upset over it. I heard this secondhand, I didn't hear myself, but he indicated that he was a co-pilot and he wanted to carry a gun to protect his passengers, not on these flights, but any time, and that he was prohibited by doing so. Not from bringing a firearm on the plane legally, but anybody with a federal badge could walk on that plane with a gun. So, the way to stop terrorism, of course, is the way that you've always stopped things is to have a good enough deterrent to where they won't do it, or to have a country that's based in more or less godly principles that really doesn't offend other countries.
Yeah. Well, I think the captain of an airplane engaged in international travel through international airspace is the same as a captain of a ship, and he can have guns if he wants to.
I would think so. Maybe this was bad information. I don't recall where I heard it.
Yeah.
Which is often the case. But I did put my tape player on as soon as it happened, so we'll see if it changes. A positive thing, we didn't have some president coming out and blaming talk radio for this. Not yet. I don't think it'll happen.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen.
I hope not either. And you remember after Oklahoma City, one of the first things they wanted to do was to disarm the American people. I don't know why. But that was on their agenda right away, too.
I don't know why either. According to them, they should have been disarming the bowels of all the cows in the country because it was fertilizer that blew up the building.
Yeah, precisely. Anyway, we know the whole story about Oklahoma, and let's hope that this one is the 1992 bombing of the World Trade Center.
Uh-huh.
That was where the FBI informant, a man by the name of Salem, actually built the bomb that blew it up, wasn't it?
Well, he was one of the people who helped build the bomb under the supervision of the FBI, who showed him how to do it, taught him how to drive the van. And when they wanted to put inert ingredients in the bomb so that it wouldn't actually blow up and kill anybody, the FBI said, no, you got to put real explosives in there.
That's correct, and that's what that man testified to under oath.
Yeah, he testified to it under oath, and he also tape-recorded his conversations with his FBI handler, and those tapes were transcribed and run verbatim in the New York Times.
That's correct, I recall now. Never really got too much mainstream publicity. I wonder why.
So they blamed all these guys from the Middle East, but it was the FBI that actually was responsible for the first attack on the World Trade Center building.
That's correct. So I'll let somebody else get in. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. If you don't believe that, folks, don't believe me. You can get the copies of the New York Times that ran the transcripts of the tapes, and you can get the transcripts of the court proceedings of the trial of those guys who were involved in the first bombing of the World Trade Center building, and you can see for yourself. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah.
I was just going to mention that you might hear this in the next few days. They might say that all that smoke that came out of that jet burning, or any of that smoke that was there, might have some biological chemical agent in it.
Oh, come on. Get away. Go away. Bye. Go away. Don't start that Art Bell crap on my broadcast. Jeez. Please. Stop it. Art Bell comes on later. You want to do that stuff? Wait till he comes on and call him. I'm sure he'd love to hear that crap. Now we got the contrail nuts involved in this. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. 520-333-4578 is the number. I can't believe it. The contrail nuts. 520-333-4578. This guy was going to... We're going to hear in the next few days that there was contrails and biological warfare stuff in the smoke, and then we're all going to die. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Doug from Washington. I just got into your program here on the West Coast. I'm just wondering if someone could research the seismographs of the area. You know, they should have registered the building hitting the ground. I just wonder if there might be a seismograph wave ahead of that, maybe caused by some charges inside the building.
Well, I'm sure that somebody should be doing that. I don't know who's going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm in Arizona. But somebody in New York needs to go to the universities or the or whatever establishments have the seismographs up there and see if you can get copies of the tapes. And you better do it soon before they disappear, because we barely got them in Oklahoma before they did disappear.
I'll be darned. Well, I just thought I'd interject that and...
That's how we knew there was two explosions.
Yeah.
Not only did we have a tape, you see, there was a meeting going on in a building not far from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, and they were taping their meeting. And when the building blew up, there was two explosions, and they're both on the tape, and I have a copy of that tape. And then Michelle's husband, Dave, went to Oklahoma University and another place. I forget what the other place was, but he went to those two places, and they managed to get the tapes from the seismograph that showed positively two explosions, and that coupled with the sound of the explosions on this tape that these people were recording during their meeting proved absolutely there was two explosions. But nobody would listen. Even though we had the absolute proof, nobody would listen to us.
Well, I hope somebody does it. Keep up the good work. I'll get off.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Gosh, what a long day. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I sure wish I would have known you were doing this all day.
Yeah, since 9...
I wouldn't have had to listen to the bull crap all day.
Since 9:30 this morning.
Oh, what a... Boy, I missed out today then. I remember early on, when the fire was really just going good and the second plane had just hit the second building, they came across and put their little words across the bottom, and they kept saying, "Well, we know that aluminum and steel will melt."
Who said that?
One of the newscasters, whether it was Jennings or somebody, I don't know.
Well, he's right. Aluminum steel will melt.
But why would they?
I don't know.
That is one of those things. And I remember an eyewitness that was being interviewed on their close after the buildings had come down saying that they had heard an explosion after the building was on the ground. I remember that.
I don't know.
And I saw the black helicopter, too.
I just saw it a little while ago. I glanced over at the screen, and they were showing the building just after the first plane had gone into the building. There was a black helicopter flying around.
Yeah, I saw it early on, and I know McCain came. John McCain got
on. Now, I'm not trying to imply that that means anything sinister.
Right, right.
I'm just saying that somebody called in and said that they saw it. I hadn't seen it before, and then there it was, right on the television.
I remember John McCain got on the air at some time early on and said, we've lived too free too long, and we're going to have to give up some of our freedoms.
He's the Manchurian candidate. He was brainwashed while he was a prisoner of war, and he's a damn communist, and that's the truth.
I agree. Have you prayed on the air today?
No, I haven't, and I don't want to do that because it's not my place to maybe say a prayer for members of this audience who may not believe as I do. But I have asked my audience on several occasions all throughout the day to pray for the people who died and for the people who are wounded and hurt and maimed and for all of their families and loved ones who are going to be so hurt by all of this. And I even asked them to say a little prayer for me. I'm probably going to be praying half the night.
I've prayed for you today too, Bill.
Well, thank you very much.
And all these other people that are all involved in this, and I've prayed for God to please forgive us for allowing all these non-Christians in this Christian country.
Well, if you believe in freedom, you got to let anybody live, and you have to be tolerant of them if they're tolerant of you, and you know, just to be free, you have to understand, you have to let other people do what you demand for yourself. Otherwise, freedom means nothing, and nobody's free.
Yes, sir.
So, we have to do that.
God bless you, Bill Cooper.
God bless you, too.
Good night, sir.
520-333-4578 is the number. I don't know if you can hear all those clicks on the phone or not that I hear. I have no idea what it is. I'm not going to speculate. Could be the Gestapo. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, our truck driver reporter. What's going on?
I just pulled into Jacksonville, Florida. Everything's quiet.
Yeah? You're going to get a good night's sleep then, huh?
Yeah, I got to unload the morning. Pastor Butch Paul? You know him.
Yeah.
He said the numbers in the Bible for your number deal.
Uh-huh.
Number 9 stands for judgment in the Bible, and number 11 stands for destruction. I thought that made little sense to me.
Well, it does if it turns out to be true. I'm going to have to go and do a little research tonight.
And that's been referred to as Babylon, New York City before. There's a little town right across from Long Island called Babylon.
Yeah, I know that too.
Yes. Okay. There was one more thing. Oh, Louis Freeh got out just in time, didn't he?
Didn't he?
He had an offer from Saudi Arabia to run their security.
I hope he takes it. I hope he takes it.
Oh, there was something else, Bill, but I'll let you go. I got to make a left turn up here when I find this place.
Are you going into a truck stop?
No, I'm going to try to park where I got to deliver, I hope.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I don't like you hanging around those truck stops. They got some women there that might get you in trouble.
Hey, they're beautiful down here, though.
they'll still get you in trouble.
I get in trouble everywhere I go.
I don't believe that, Gordon. I think you're a pretty good guy.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill Grant. The reports, I don't know if you heard the reports of the cell phone conversations, people who had cell phones in the planes.
Yeah, I've heard some of those reports, not all of them, because I'm watching C-SPAN, too, and I'm also doing a broadcast, so I'm getting snatches of this stuff all day. But I am seeing everything that they're showing.
Right, but those reports, one was from a lady whose husband was an official there in D.C., apparently. And in her case, she said that they were people had knives and they were stabbing. Each of the cell phone reports from the different planes were that they had knives and they were stabbing the flight attendants. And one of them was actually a flight attendant in the back of the plane talking about how the other attendants had already been stabbed.
Uh-huh.
And so apparently they got some sort of knives there. Whether they could have been some of these covert knives that are glass-filled nylon that are accessible out on the market,
uh-huh.
Or it could have been they had actual blades that had been smuggled in. Those could have gotten in through the doggone meal carts or something.
Could have just been plastic.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been those Zytel plastic. They're nylon with fiberglass in them, and that are extremely strong.
Yeah, but they don't have to be that strong. I mean, there's some plastic, just regular old plastic, that's really strong.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you don't need an edge on it. You just need a point.
Right.
If you're going to stab somebody.
But apparently that's what they were using. They weren't using firearms.
Was the woman that was calling her husband, was this Barbara Olson by chance?
That was one of them, yes.
Okay. She's the lady that's been on... on Larry King Live almost every night about this condit thing for months.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No, I wasn't aware.
That's who she is. She's the blonde who used to be a federal prosecutor.
Ah, okay.
one had.
Yeah, real, I don't watch Larry King. So.
She's the one who had a real pretty smile. When she smiled, you know, the whole place lit up. When she didn't, it didn't.
But there was somebody else who had a family member who it was somebody who was on a plane, one of the planes from Massachusetts, and they called. I think the guy called his father and reported that the plane had been hijacked and that people had been stabbed. And so that both of the cell phone conversations that I'd heard reported it on.
Now, I wonder if we're going to have legislation introduced to outlaw knives.
Well, we've got to outlaw knives because there were that Russian stabbed, you know, killed his family with knives.
Yep,
so we'll just have to get rid of kitchens.
That's
too.
Right. Now they've hijacked 4 airplanes using knives.
Yeah.
And I want to hear what the anti-gun lobby has to say about that.
Well, we just have to keep getting rid of everything that could be dangerous.
I think we're going to have to fill out a form and wait for 7 days when we go to buy a knife.
Yeah. And what about if you make one out of something?
Well, then you're in big trouble because you don't have a license from the ATF to manufacture knives.
That's true. The zip knives won't be allowed.
Help! God help us. We're in trouble. Deep, deep trouble. Okay. Thanks for calling, Mike.
God bless you now.
You too. And that's it, folks. I've been on the air since 9:30 this morning all day long. I'm tired. I'm going to take one more call, and I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to go do some little research here tonight. And I'll be back on the air tomorrow night if anything else happens. If anything else happens, any more terrorist attacks or any kind of attacks whatsoever, I'll be on the air right when it happens. I'll call WBCQ and be right back on. Good evening, you're on the air.
Bill, on Oklahoma City, I've never heard anyone say, I've seen for myself on a major network report that just seconds before they knew it was a Ryder truck because a satellite took a picture from overhead of that exact location where the Ryder truck was that blew up. Did you ever hear that?
No, I've never heard it. And
I never had the video going.
We tried for a long time to get satellite pictures because we know that there's satellites up there taking pictures of the United States every day, all the time, not belonging just to this country. Russia does it. Great Britain does it. Canada does it. Australia does it. Japan probably does it. You know, I could go on and on and on and on and on, and we couldn't find anybody who would admit that they had any satellite photographs of Oklahoma City that morning.
Bill, if it's...
Or even that day, as a matter of fact.
If the government, whatever is involved in something, is there a psychological weirdo-type mentality that likes to document their own destruction, say, is Oklahoma, Flight 800, or the Trade Center? What's your opinion?
I think that whatever they do is documented. I think the documentation is stamped top secret. I think it's compartmentalized and it's locked up in a safe and buried underground somewhere. That's what I think happens. I got to let you go.
Very good. Thank you.
That's it, folks. I want to thank all of you who have been with me all day long. Thank Alan Weiner. Make sure you call or write to Alan Weiner and thank him for doing this. And I got to tell you, it's been a weird day. It's been a terrible day. What happened this morning is absolutely inexcusable and unacceptable, and you all need to be saying prayers for all of the victims and their families. We all need to be doing that. We need to say prayers for the nations. I always say prayers for my listening audience and for the nation every night, and I hope you will all remember me in your prayers also. If you're a patriot leader or a militia member or an officer of a militia, please take steps to protect yourselves. Don't wait. Do it now. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you. Remember, folks, stay away from the rumor mongers. Don't spread rumors. Don't tell lies. Stop watching television. They'll brainwash you on this. I guarantee it. Get away from it. All they're going to do is repeat everything that you've already seen. And in the process, they're going to brainwash you into why we should accept the loss of our freedoms following this terrible, terrible disaster. For those of you listening in the Round Valley of Arizona, we'll be going off the air with 101.1 FM. If anything further happens, if there are any more attacks of any kind, we will be back on the air, and we will broadcast again to make sure that you get the truth about what's going on and not all the baloney.